Battle with the mind. Battle with the mind.
Now, the Personal Development Radio Show with Brady Cameron. The radio program that gives you the tools to succeed in life and your career. Now, here's your host, Brady Cameron.
And they are talking about me. Hello and welcome to the Personal Development Show. I am your host, Brady Cameron. Notice how I say that? Cameron, not Cameron. Cameron.
Get it right.
I am here with my super experienced, well-trained staff of personal development instructors.
Steve Garcia.
Kim Crawford.
And Rachel Allert.
And of course, they are so powerful, we have to do it twice.
I'm Steve Garcia.
Kim Crawford.
And the Racheliest, Rachel Allert, ever.
Did you say the Racheliest?
Racheliest.
Oh, the Racheliest.
The Racheliest.
Okay, I love that one. All right. I want to welcome you to your intergalactic, super fantastic 2 hours of personal development power. If you listen closely, you can hear the powerful engines of the USS Creotology Personal Development Starship in the background. I will pause for a moment.
I can feel that.
Do you hear it? That's me coming in with my highly trained staff to make our landing in the parking lot. The USS Creotology Starship is docked here in Vegas again, as we always do every Monday night from 7 p.m. to 9 Pacific time. Pacific time. P. Pacific time. 7 to 9. Just for your listening pleasure. We cruise the universe to find you the best personal development information. Sometimes we even risk our lives in the process. Other starships chasing us, trying to get the information we've obtained. Trying to
high
get
speed
into
chasing.
In the universe.
Intergalactic speeds.
And we do it for you. Speaking of that, you can go to Creotology.com and download your free personal development book. They're called The Teachings of Soka Draconis, the Initiate. Now, before I go any further, some people will argue that Soka is pronounced Soki. So, if there are other martial artists out there who wants to call it Soki, I prefer Soka. You like ketchup. I like catsup.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay, so now my job is to turn you into an unstoppable and highly focused individual that promotes happiness and success to all around you. You will be able to hit your goals and build that life that you want and deserve. You deserve it. People will admire you for your positive attitude and ability to get things done. They may even resent you for being so positive and goal-driven and happy with yourself and the life that they see you building. You will also find that there will be those in your life currently that will just have to go, see ya! Because they just will not make the effort or have the ability to go where you are going in life. Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to the qualities of a fawn. And no, that's not a deer. It's a force of nature. F-O-N. Force of nature. Breaking news. And breaking news is this. We, the Personal Development Show, is in the process of being syndicated. So if you're talking to, if you're visiting a neighbor or a friend or in town visiting family, whatever, and you hear this wonderful show giving away all this wonderful free personal and business information, go back to your hometown. Call your local radio station. Tell them to get a hold of syndication.net because you want the Personal Development Show with Brady Cameron on their station, and you want it now. Demand it. Be a fawn. Be forceful. I'd like to say hello to my son, the Ronin. He is the honey badger this week. He searches the house and neighborhood for someone to play with when he's not beating up his dad. Yep, that's me. And to my daughter, Nicole, who is in the process. Nope, she's not in the process. She is still working her first job. Her second paycheck comes up this Friday, and she is pumped. And she's still writing her second book, the sequel to The Pendant. Yay! You can call into the show and be part of the show or ask any questions that you have about your situation in life or about any inspirational or motivational story that you would like to share with us, our listening audience.
Call, 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 call,
call, 702-731-1230. If you're local and living here in Vegas, 702-731-1230. If you're out of Vegas, 866-820-5528. That's 866-820-5528. Call us with your inspirational stories. Or if you need some help and like to have some advice from a different perspective, we're free. And we're pretty knowledgeable about what we're talking about. So, call us. We'll learn from you. And you can learn from us. Today is a big, big show. How big is it, you might want to ask? I'm holding my hands out right now how big it is. Can you see it?
So big. Huge.
So, I will tell you how big it is. We have the 12 habits of standing between you and what you want. What is a force of nature? I'm going to explain that tonight. We are going to get down inside of it like no one has ever got inside of it before. And I'm not coming out from being inside of it until you and I both are satisfied. Until you know without no doubt what a fawn is, what a force of nature is, you will know it. That's how we're going to do it. Why working a regular traditional job is not the path of wealth and success for most people. Now, Dave Ramsey might get mad at me for saying this one because he says, your greatest wealth builder is your income. True, but I just want to open up your mind to a little different way about going about approaching how you build that wealth from your income. There are different ways. And last but not least, six ways to make your meetings more exciting. There's nothing worse than dull meetings. Nothing worse than sitting there listening to a bunch of crap that you already know. And it slows down productivity, and everyone thinks they're doing something, but you're not. You're being busy, but you're not being productive. Two different things. That's right. I brought my own towel with me tonight because that's how deep this show's going to get, because I know I'm going to perspire. Now, we are going right here to the very first thing I'm opening the show up with tonight. It's a force of nature. Yes, I told you I was going to do it for us, and I am. Now, by the way, a force of nature, you can read more about that by going to Creotology, CREOTOLOGY.com. Download your free mental black belt report, because inside that mental black belt report will give you a great understanding of exactly what a force of nature really is, what you will be learning, and what you can hope to have acquired from this course when you are done and complete it, and what type of benefits and results this will actually create for you in your life. So, without any further ado, is there any further ado?
No ado. No more.
No
more ado.
No ado. No Mountain Dew? No more Mountain Dew. No more Dew. We got no more dues. We're out. We're not a union. We're not paying dues. So,
no more Dew to do.
No more Dew to do, Kim says. There are people who live their lives as if they were a force of nature.
Yeah.
Can I get a little music for force of the nature as I go through this little thing for them?
Mood music.
Good music. It makes me just... My biceps are growing. My shoulders are growing. I better calm down.
His face is getting red.
My face is getting red. I'm getting fired up. All right. Why? Because this stuff absolutely positively excites me. Why? Because I have known forces of nature. They seem to always get what they desire and be unaffected by the events around them. Around these people, others make it a rule to follow them or get out of their way. These forces of nature can be violent and demanding, or seductive and compelling, or both. They often personify energy. An example of this is the fictional character Darth Vader.
Oh my goodness.
Personifies energy of sheer will. A living example of a force of nature, Donald Trump. Love him or hate him, does not matter. He does his thing, period.
That's right.
He does his thing, period. Lance Armstrong, a force of nature. Mm-hmm. Now, not all of these forces of nature seek fame. See, that's what a lot of people make a mistake. Many aspire only to live their lives as they wish. Have you ever met someone who lives lives as if they were a force of nature? When you've taken the opportunity to speak with them, what you will learn is that they can tell you exactly what they are going to accomplish. They will tell you this with a calm and unshakable sense of certainty. They may even seem as if they have already accomplished it, or as it has, or they have seen the future and have come back to tell you what will happen. They are that confident. Now that is confidence of the highest degree, the highest caliber, because these people do not even entertain the thought process of failure. What is failure? Most people are going, well, I try, but I fail a lot, and I'm just, shut up!
Nope.
Not what a force of nature does. A force of nature recognizes that it is all a learning process. It is all part of the evolving of the understanding of achieving, and that perceived obstacles are meant to be conquered, and they are just part of the do, man. We got do back. We got do. We got Mountain Dew? No, we just got do.
Just part of
all right, well, fine, we'll get Mountain Dew later. So we got do. Okay, so the bottom line to the whole situation is they accept obstacles. They do not allow obstacles to define them. They define the obstacle and conquer it and move closer to the next goal, because they just accept obstacles as part of the course. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It isn't anything different. For me to get to where I want to go, there's going to be obstacles. If I'm not willing to accept that there's going to be obstacles, don't do it in the first place. Just don't do it. Go get your welfare. Go get your unemployment check. Go get whatever it is. Just sit at home. Be happy. Don't even try. And you know a large portion of America is doing that right now. And I'm going to come back to that. Oh, yeah. Because we tonight are going to define clearly who my audience is. I want you to know beyond all doubt who I'm talking to and what I'm talking about. And all those don't like me can no longer have to listen to me. Because I am calling on my 12 lions, not my 1,000 cubs. You ever heard that expression?
Oh, yes.
I would rather have 12 lions than 1,000 cubs.
It's like 300.
Uh-oh, that's correct. That's right. And we are going to lead you down the corridor, just as the Spartans did, so that the numbers of the negative people and the non-doers will not affect you on your way to becoming great. Because when they come down the corridor, their numbers will count for nothing. Because the corridor will get so narrow, you can fend them off one or two at a time. That makes their numbers much more manageable. Because that is what we are going to be, Spartans.
Fawns.
Spawns. Fawns. Don't turn me into a spawn. Fawn. How can we intermingle the two words, Spartans and fawns? Sparfawns. That's what we are going to be. We are going to be Sparfawns. When you take, so now, the worst thing an unforeseen event might do is delay the inevitable attainment of the goal. Some people, that the obstacle get in their way, breaks them down, and they go, yeah, well, why even try? This is going to take a lot of energy. Is it even really worth it? Exactly. And that's what I hear all the time, you know. And you know what? I'm just fed up with hearing it. I have just decided that there's two ways you can live life. You can live life by allowing the obstacles to defeat you and deplete you of your energy so that you never realize your dreams and goals. Or you can accept obstacles as part of the course, focus your energy through it, get through it, shatter it, destroy it, get to the goal. Did you guys hear me hit my fist?
Sure did.
Pretty cool. That's a cheap sound effect, too. If anybody out there has a radio show, hit your fist together. That's a cheap sound effect. I just copyright. I'm copyrighting that. That's my idea. Every time you hit your fist on the radio, you owe me money. All right. So... when the so anyone who is within the presence of these rare people will feel both a soothing calmness and unstoppable force emanating from their character. Now, I know that a gentleman named Mr. Fortwindow, well, I'll keep his first name private. I know that he's having his people listen to my radio shows.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And one of the reasons that he is doing this is because when I was working with Mr. Fortwindow, Everyone who knew me or came in within contact with me declared absolutely positively that I was on drugs. Everyone believed it, okay, because I was that pumped, I was that motivated, and I was that excited about where I was, what I was doing, and where I was going to go, and what I was going to accomplish. And other people just couldn't believe that an individual loved life that much, or loved what he was doing that much, that he could have that type of drive and that type of energy. And it was because I did have that type of energy and drive, that's why I succeeded. You have to return back. Understand something. A force of nature understands one thing and understands one thing with perfect clarity. The powers that be, and we'll keep it simple, the powers that be throughout the universe and throughout this world that we live in want you to be healthy. They want you to have understand, energy doesn't do anything. Energy doesn't do anything until given a direction. So the universe is just filled to the brim with energy. It's waiting for you to take that energy, name it, define it, label it, bring it into consciousness, and achieve it. That is what it's waiting for you to do. Now, let's not disappoint the universe. Let's do what we were put here to do, and that is to bring things from awareness into consciousness. To clearly define and to label things, to bring it into consciousness, make it so. Our job is to transform and to liberate energy from its static position into life. That's what we do. So when people tell you to breathe the breath of life into a creation, they're telling you to define, label, bring into consciousness that energy which is unaware to that energy which will become aware. Focus your goals, define them, and achieve them. That is what a FON does. Force of nature. We don't take no crap. We don't accept no second-rate crap. We don't sit around with people who want to whine and cry and complain, they can't do it, it's too hard. You know. There was a little test that they did with some monkeys. And it was very interesting because they put a nut inside of this little trap. When the monkey would stick his arm into the trap and grab the peanut, the trap would close. Now, it didn't hurt his arm, but he just couldn't get his arm out because his fist was closed. So he would pull, and he was pulled, and he was pulled, and the way to get rid of it is drop the peanut, pull his arm out. None of those monkeys would drop that peanut. they would keep their arm there. Probably end up gnawing off the arm before they dropped that peanut and walked away from it. A lot of people are stuck in life right now the same as that monkey. Because they say, well, I got my disability, and I got my welfare, and I got my food stamps, and so forth and whatnot. They're not willing to drop that in order to go after a better life and to do better things for themselves. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people need some government assistance from time to time, and some people need it permanently. I'm okay with that. People need it permanently? Great. People who need a little bit of it just help get them through the hard part? I understand. As long as they're working trying to get through the hard part and better themselves, no problem whatsoever. But it's the moochers. You know who you are. Oh, yeah, I got you in my own family. I know who you guys are. And I know your friends. I know the whole nine yards. That's right. So you guys don't need it. You guys just take it because they will give it to you because you're too damn lazy. And you're a coward to go out and build your own life and succeed for yourself. That's right. So, while these people appear human in every way, they seem to move through the world more like a force of nature in and of themselves. Life is an adventure. Their goals and accomplishments are milestones of their journey. They view success and failure with an unwavering detachment. Now, stop and think for a moment while I turn my page. Who do you know in your life like that? Do you know somebody like that in your life? Do you know someone halfway like that in your life? Do you know a fictional character in a movie that is like that? Break down their qualities of what really separates them from you. Now, that's going to hurt. That's going to sting big time like a hornet, like a bunch of wasps just got a hold of you. And you're not going to face it. You're not going to want to deal with it. You're not going to want to agree with it. You're going to fight it. You're going to call me an idiot. You're going to do everything else that you possibly can besides looking at the real truth, and the real truth is you. But that's where the change starts. That's where the transformation begins. That's where you liberate and move on past where you are and transform into what you can be. Remember, someone once told me that they would rather live one day as a butterfly than 1,000 years in a cocoon. Now, I don't exactly know who the author of that was. That's not an original quote by me. But the gentleman who first told me that was a great, his name was Greg Holder back in Corpus Christi. And that was good because he had an epiphany. And I was okay with that. It was the wrong epiphany, but nonetheless, he had an epiphany and he acted. But the bottom line is, think about that person and really think about what really makes them different than you. In other words, did they go get more education? Did they start going to workshops and seminars and listening to audios and reading books and talking to other people in that field that they wanted to be in and what they wanted to achieve and acquired information and applied it? Key. Knowledge is only power if it is applied and makes the result that you're looking for. Now, the great thing about doing that is a double whammy. Because when you take knowledge and you apply it, and it gets you the result, you just gain wisdom. Wisdom is always far more important than knowledge. Wisdom is, I did it once, I can do it again. Wisdom is, I've walked that journey, I know what it takes. Wisdom is having the calm and having the calmness and the emotions to be able to start your journey and know what's going to happen. And that there may even be some new things added in there, but you don't care. Because you can achieve it. You already know. You've already been there. You've already done it. They make their achievement... Oh, hold on here. They make their achievements seem as easy and as casual to us as getting up in the morning and putting on our pants. In some cases, their achievements are so rough, we're like, I don't know what in the hell this guy's doing. I mean, he or she is just working way too hard for this, and I just don't get it. But then they succeed. And then all those people who said they didn't get it suddenly get it. And you know what they want? They want what you got. Because many people will not be there with you. They'll start out with you. But when it gets really, really crying, painfully hard, they drop. That's okay. That's evolution. It's a good thing. Let them drop. But at the same time, don't let them come back when you succeed. Time to move on. You've moved on. They made their choice. Now they made their bed. They're going to have to sleep in that bed. You bought a brand new bed. It's bigger. It's fluffier. It's nicer. Has more support. Makes you feel better. Gives you a better night's sleep. Move on. This is the life you could live. All you must do is choose it. You're like, ha! Easier said than done. That's right. That's why only fawns will do it. See, that's where the 12 lions come in. As the cubs drop off, the big male lions come in. We're counting on that. You ever heard it's lonely at the top? Plenty of room at the bottom. Lonely at the top. It's because few make it. Why? Because we're wimps. We've been given everything our entire lives. Everything is meant to be easy. And if it's hard, we don't want to work for it. Someone do it for me. Give it to me. That's what our nation has become. But not fawns. Fawns will not do that. Forces of nature will always be forces of nature. And they will always be the ones that the wimps look at. Now, it starts with a choice. The choice is yours. You have to decide that I'm going to quit being what I am and doing what I do and transform and change my life and be conscious that you've made that decision and be conscious that when you feel like stopping or giving up, you consciously shift back to, no, this is it. So, to make it easier for you, write it down. Write down the person you want to be. Write down the attributes that you want. Write down your morals that you want. Write down who you are. Define yourself as an entity if you were defining it to someone else who knew absolutely nothing of what you were talking about. They said, explain it to me. Who is it? What does it do? How does it act? How does it function? What's its patterns? How does it think? Where does it get its information? How does it apply it? How does it stay focused? How does it stay centered? Write it out in detail until you write it so clearly and read it, it makes complete sense to you. See, if it doesn't make complete sense to you, the brain's going to reject it. The brain's going to go back to trying to figure it out. You don't want to be figuring it out. Lay it out. Pre-build it. Pre-build it. If you pre-build the entity that you wish to become, you will become that entity. But it takes conscious choices, conscious living, conscious... I'm getting tired. Nope! Center. Brain back. Breathe. Focus into your goal. This section is not about dressing. It's not about dressing for success, because even an idiot can do that. So we don't need to take our time to do that. This is about your presentation and a person and how you move and interact with those around you. The first advice is simple: move as if you have a purpose. Okay, I know very few people who move as if they have a purpose. Their whole purpose is to get back up and be the mechanical machine that they were the day before, and live and think and have the exact same life that they had the day before. And they think they're living when all they're doing is existing. Wrong. You want to have a clearly defined purpose in your life, that I am here and when I am done, I will be there. Write it out in perfect detail. Read it until you understand it and it makes perfect sense to you. In every way that it becomes so clear, so blatantly obvious to you, that nothing can knock you off your track. I know that requires a little bit of work, but you must put work into your life if you're going to change it. This is important for two reasons. The first is you do have a purpose, and even though you may never discuss it outwardly, it is through your purposeful actions and movements that others will take note and either assist you or they will move out of your way. I've had experience with that. I've been running on a football field before and people just move out of my way because they didn't want to get hit by me. And I've moved out of people's way because I didn't want to get hit by them. So I know exactly what it's like to move out of the way and be moved out of the way for. You want people to move out of your way. Not because you're mean. Not because you're a bully. But it's more like, excuse me, if you're not going to use that space that's there, I'm going to. I'll occupy that space. So won't you take mine? I'll take yours. Because you're not doing crap with it. All right? Keep moving forward. The second reason is more subtle and internal. When you move as if you have a purpose, you are intentionally affecting your psychological and physiological states. Any actor trained in what's called method acting will tell you that if you do enough outward expressions of an emotional state, you will begin to feel the emotion state take hold of you. Now, for an example, if you're driving, don't do this. If you're sitting somewhere comfortable, you can do this. Think of something very sad until it makes you cry. Actors can cry, boom, on demand. They need a tear, bing, there it is. All right? Think about something until you're really happy and start smiling during the process, and you'll find out you'll start feeling better and you'll start feeling happy. You can affect your own physiological and psychological states. Moving with purpose will strengthen every aspect of your life. Believe it, people. I'm telling you because it's true. During the early part of last century, a young reporter was instructed to visit Gandhi at a hospital for the dying in India and asked to observe Gandhi if he went about his daily routine. When he observed, seemed unapparent at first, but quickly became obvious. Gandhi moved as if he was being pulled by some greater force. The force was a sense of purpose. He wanted to help those people. That was his goal. One way to strengthen your sense of purpose is to create a mythological person that describes your life. And you live to fulfill it now. Boy, I tell you what. I'm letting the cat out of the bag here. Because this show does not have enough time to go into the broad spectrums of what all this can cover and what ways it covers and how many different ways it can cover it. I mean, because this can get really, really long and drawn out in detail, because this is quite a process. However, to keep it simple, I want to make it easy to do for you. I don't want it to be hard. So what I want you to do is I want you just to think of an individual who you would like others to see you as, and who you would like to feel yourself as. I want you to write down, as I said earlier, what is their personality traits? What do they do when the going gets rough? What do they do when the going is good? What do they allow to define them? What do they not allow to define them? What do they do during obstacles? How do they love? How do they laugh? How do they interact with their friends? How do they interact with their family? You're building and constructing a person, an entity, right in front of you. You're putting it on paper. The more clear that it becomes on paper of all your attributes and characteristics, the easier it will be for you to become that person. Why? Because you are understanding that which you want to become. Once you understand that which you want to become, your belief system becomes very, very extremely solid. And nothing can move you from it, because you understand who you are. You understand your sense of purpose. You understand what is your guidance. You understand what happens when you encounter obstacles. You understand everything about your life and how you react to it or respond to it when it happens. You become a force of nature. You're using everything that nature has endowed you with to create the force that will become known as you. Now, if you want to, you may even take it one step further and give that entity another name. It can be like your subconscious conscious creation. It can be that powerful individual that when you feel weak, you can go to that person for guidance and strength. Because that person doesn't waver, ever, for any reason, period. Doesn't happen. Nada. Don't even think about it. Ain't happening. Nothing can move him. Or her, whatever the case may be, female or male. Force of nature. I'm talking about a bond. Because sometimes we need help along the way. And sometimes you may not have a good mentor to help you. Sometimes you may need to create that mentor. And we'll come back one day and we're going to have a talk about that and what happens in that reality when that happens. Remember, once you create something, it's not gone. Energy is always transforming and liberating itself, looking to finish out conscious creations. Once you start something, and just because you don't finish it here on this protected realm, doesn't mean it doesn't go forward. It does. Now, your internal state of mind. There's a constant force that is created when we have a goal and make a plan to go after it. The force is that not everything will go your way. The difference between what we plan and what actually occurs, this is often referred to as friction. This friction is a constant component of life. Friction will always be there. Get used to it. Now we're going to go into some nuggets of knowledge that will help you along building your new entity, building yourself into a force of nature, and becoming that individual that you can absolutely become if you're willing to take that change and transform and liberate your old mind and old energy into the new one. Number one, expect things from yourself. If not, you will become mediocre or worse. Most people are mediocre. Let's just face the facts. Probably better than 85-90% of people are mediocre. Those are true numbers. Now, you can look at those people and say, is this what I truly want? Is this who I want to be? Is this what I want to accept as my life? Is this my legacy? Is this what I want to leave behind? Is this going to empower other people and move them and get them to where they want to be? Think not. Do not be mediocre. That's worse than death itself. Live in the what if in life, not in what happened. Do not allow the past at any level, meaning 30 seconds ago, a minute ago, 5 minutes ago, an hour ago, 5 hours ago, a day ago, 3 days ago, 10 days ago, you get the point. No longer. How long? Do not live in the past. Live in the what if. I'll give an example. I know a very talented young lady who had a great job, and she told me that when she started work that week that she was going to make an enormous amount of money. And I was like, wow, that sounds great, man. Keep rocking and rolling. Well, a few days came by and some bad things happened. She got some friction. Okay. And then she decided that she didn't want to expect things from herself anymore. And then she decided that, well, you know, kind of that was a little too hard. So she started judging what she could do based upon what she had done instead of basing what she can do on the what if. Once you have done it, whether it's a second, a minute, or an hour, or a day, or a year ago, it's done. It's over with. It's no longer you. Unless you choose to allow it to define you. Now, that's me. I am that person 3 days ago who failed. Now, that's me. But then she regrouped. She found her fondness. Came back with a vengeance. Always expect things from yourself. Expectation is what will stop you from being mediocre. Expectation is what allows you to thrive and to move and to create with purpose. There is no creation of purpose without expectation. Can't be done. Not with conviction. 3. Always have your energy focused on what you want to achieve from daily life. When you wake up in the morning, switch the hat on. I'm focused. I don't shoot buckshot, I shoot slug. Don't let your energy be scattered when you move with purpose. Focus it. I'll stop there for just a minute, see if any of the well-trained, high-quality, super intergalactic staff that I have here with me today wants to comment on anything, because they've been sitting so quietly and so patient for almost 40 minutes. I will give them a few minutes to spread their wings before I go back into the fawn.
Well, you know, way back when you were on your amazing roll, you were talking about choosing, and that I definitely know. Deciding, sometimes the decision is the toughest part, but once you decide and make the commitment, there's this transformation for me, and I'm sure other people experience that too. And obstacles can learn how to, or obstacles can create this pressure that for me is just kind of like a laser focus. So instead of breaking down on another pressure, it just kind of creates this like, you know, like this tunnel vision, so that the goal at the end is the only thing you see, the only possibility that you entertain. And then there you are moving straight ahead and, you know, rocking on.
Anybody else?
I decided that mediocrity bites.
Mediocrity does bite.
And I wanted more for myself. But once I was really relating with what you were saying, and you as well, Rachel, about that transformation taking place.
Yeah.
Because once I made the choice, the conscious decision to make some changes in my life because I wanted different outcomes, my transformation began, because all of a sudden I noticed that the people around me, unfortunately, some of them were not going to be able to go with me. Their attitude about life, they're constantly asking what I can do for them. I need you to do this for me. I need you to do this for me. You need to do it for yourself. I decided I had things I needed to do for myself. Mm-hmm. And when that transformation really started taking place, I no longer had an issue about making that conscious decision
right.
to move forward. Right. You know, it gets a little bit easier.
Yeah, the decision is the hardest part,
mm-hmm.
because you're kind of kicking and screaming at all the
right.
things that you think that you're going to have to do. And
right.
then you make the decision, and it's like this switch, and you're like, shoo.
Yeah, including eliminating people that are lazy.
Yes.
And that have no sense of value. They want to, literally, they just will come out and ask you to hitch their horse to your wagon.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets a little frustrating, because here you've put all the effort in, you're doing all of the work, and then they go, wow, that's really great. Hey, how do I do this with you? Well, I don't remember inviting you to do this with me. You can join me in becoming a better, you know, in becoming more well-rounded and possibly seeing what kind of changes you can make in your own life. And then, because I'm all about sharing with people how they can transform on their own. But hitching your horse to my wagon is not happening anymore.
You know, I've led horses hitched to my wagon who I thought had potential.
Right.
And then along the way, they kind of break down, and that can be the hard part because you become very fond of that particular horse.
Sure.
And you want that horse to get to the finish line so much.
Well,
and those are hard horses to let go, but you must do that. You must be able to make that decision.
You might have so much horsepower going on that that somebody else...
That horse just can't keep up.
But their horse, they try to hook onto it, and they just can't keep up with you.
Oh, after last week's show, somebody asked me that same question. They asked me if I was on drugs because I was so pumped.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
I did. I was so pumped when I left. I felt like we had had such a wonderful show, and we had shared so much really awesome information with people.
And we did.
And I just thought, so when I got there, I was like, wow. And they said, what is with you? What kind of drugs are you on? I said, absolutely none. I'm just high on life. I love, you know, sharing the knowledge with people and helping them to lead better, the life that they would like to lead, as opposed to the one that they may be relentlessly living.
I remember the first time someone asked me that. I was 19 years old.
Right?
Woo! Yeah, I'm having a good time. Hey, what do you want?
Yeah.
No, nothing. I'm just having a great time.
Right.
No, really. What do you want? Yeah. No, this is really great. I'm loving life.
You know, if you spend a lot of time on, or just some time on Facebook, you'll find out that people are always giving their opinions. In fact, I think sometimes it should be called opinion book. Instead of Facebook, opinion book.
Well, instead of a news feed, it should be the opinion feed.
Yeah. And one of the interesting things about that is people always talk about the ego problem of other people.
Ha ha.
And, you know, I always post that little favorite saying of mine, you know, the moment that they tell someone that they have an ego, you've just revealed your ego.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear crickets. Okay, no one ever responds to that because no one ever thinks of themselves like, I don't have the ego problem. He does.
But you're defending yourself,
I'm just telling him what his problems are. So, all righty. Is that it from the Intergalactic Well-Trained Super Staff? Are we ready to move back into bullet points? And I will allow you to interject things into these bullet points as I go.
Okay.
Yay!
I got on one there. Hey, man, I was in the flow and I went.
You can't stop the freight train, baby.
We know we're not interrupting.
It was a juggernaut. It was a juggernaut of information.
We know.
It's a freight train of nature.
All right, number four. Never live in the past and allow it to define you. Live for the now and what is possible for tomorrow.
I already have a comment.
Rock and roll with it.
If you think you might be suffering from this, that one of the little tricks that I've learned recently is to try to take notice about how many times you start a sentence with the words, I was. I was a great softball player. I was, you know, a track runner. I was a football player. Well, what are you doing now? So that's just a little something.
The best is yet to come.
Exactly.
So always state it in a positive affirmation as of in the present.
Well,
or just state what you're doing.
What
now.
You're doing. Like if I was a softball player, does that still interest me? Maybe I need to go get on a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do something about it because, like you said, the past should not define who you are. You know, now, unless you let it. Of course, if you have accomplishments, you know, that you've built your career on, that's a little bit different. But, you know, just to keep resting on your laurels and say, well, I was this kind of a person, you know. So
I love it when I walk onto the sales floor and people are like, hey, how was it yesterday? Well, it was fantastic, but what are you worried about yesterday for? Today is a new day. New things are possible. And new people, you're going to meet new people and have new opportunities.
And everyone's different.
Uh-huh. Everyone is different.
Number five, write your life in your journal. And yes, if you don't have one, get one. It can be a little cheapy thing, a little spiral notebook or something. Don't have to get real expensive. Kim just held up her little spiral notebook. Get these things for, what, a couple bucks?
I have a library of spiral notebooks.
Three for a dollar.
Well, there we go. Okay. So like I said, it can be that simple as far as a journal, but keep it dated, keep it organized, and what you're going to do is you're going to write in your journal, and as you're writing in your journal, write from your perspective of your mind as it is already done. Then take the steps in which to fulfill it.
I love writing goals that way.
Anybody else?
Yes, absolutely.
That's really powerful. I mean, I have done it. It's very effective.
Believe, receive, doubt, do without.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
You have to become a conscious person of where and how you spend your energy.
Ooh, that's
oh,
a good one.
Yes.
Because you have to think of it like that with your bank account, with your own money. Mm-hmm. People are like, I gotta get a budget. I gotta get a receipt. I gotta focus where all my transactions are. I gotta know where every penny goes. That's great. The most powerful thing that you have is your energy. How much of it do you have, and what are you gonna do with it? What are you spending your time on?
How much of it do you allow other people to waste?
Mm.
Big one.
You know, even just like when someone says, I need help finding my keys. No, I'm sorry, you don't. You should know where you put them.
You need help organizing where you put your keys so that they're always there.
Yes, that I can help you with.
Commit yourself to a higher quality of life in all areas of your life.
Mm.
Yes.
Make yourself a learning machine of new information, and especially of what you need to know to take you where you want to go. Make your body a machine that complies with your mind. Your mind must control the body. Deal with people that make you better and raise your performance, and then do it for others who want it. Now, that's a big one, because you're going to have some people who aren't going to want it and some who will. When you find those who do, work with them, but at the same time, do not waste your time with them if they are not fulfilling their end of the bargain. Time to move on. Do not waste your time.
So that's the time that you know it's that you can let go? Or
yes, when they're begging you for your help, and you're giving them your help, and then you're giving them things to do,
mm-hmm,
or assignments to do, and they're not doing it.
Yep.
Right.
Time to go.
Or they ask your opinion, and then they go do the opposite thing of what you said. What?
That's correct. Quit giving your opinion.
Okay. Oh, you know what, though? I have quit doing that. When someone comes to me and they say, you know, I'm not really sure what to do about blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, you do. You already know what to do. So I just won't tell them, because I think deep down most people do know what the real answer is. They're just afraid to face it, and they're looking for someone else who can justify a different reason for why they don't have to do it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
I quit doing
correct.
That.
Yeah. It's a waste of your energy and time. Do not coach and waste your time with whiners and complainers, and those who want to live through their past excuses.
Blech.
Let those people go.
Bye-bye.
Accept that you must do your best, and know that when you hit that level of excellence, it is time to go higher.
Continue challenging yourself.
Always. I climbed that mountain over there, but man, there's one a little taller than that one. Guess I'll go after that one next. And then you'll notice there's one a little taller than that one. Guess I'll go after that one next.
I can always feel when that point comes along, because things start to feel kind of stagnant and you get kind of bored.
Well, and for those of you who think, well, what happened when you climb the highest mountain there is? You build one higher.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. I knew that was coming.
All right. When you love, love with all that you have. When you relax, relax with all that you have. When you help someone, help with all that you have, and do it right, but do it from your heart. Do it without expecting anything in return, because I can guarantee you, you'll ruin many a good relationships by doing so. Define who you are and why you are that entity. Consciously and with purpose, be who you decide. That will take purpose, dedication, and a tremendous amount of conscious effort. But you can prevail. You can do it. You can make this happen if you truly want. Kim?
Don't you think a good connector, too, is to take the time to move you to the next, achieving the next goal, is to make sure that you take the time to appreciate the experience of feeling that the goal has been achieved and
absolutely
experience it,
absolutely
that dream.
Absolutely, I do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I do.
And you know what else? Pushing and challenging yourself is actually what activates that person that you're defining. So you have this list of qualities that you want to embody and be and feel yourself as. But when you assert those challenges and you put yourself into something and you push past limits and things are getting hard but you don't break, that's when you activate that person.
Well, nature even gave us a payoff for that. Whenever you create something you set out to do and make a goal,
you get to experience
you,
it.
You will feel nature give you a release of dopamine, serotonin, mm-hmm, and whatnot, and you feel good about it. So
right
there is nature's way of telling you, hey, you're supposed to be doing this. Mm-hmm.
And that's that high people talk about.
That's
right?
Exactly, mm-hmm, what that is.
High on life.
That's right. Yeah, let's see here. We'll save that for the second hour coming up, because I'm sure you'll want something in the second hour. So what are we going to start? You know what? We're not going to start anything, because we only got 5 minutes, right? Heartbreak. We're coming up 5 minutes on a heartbreak. There's no way to get away from it. Ryan is going to do it whether we want it or not. So let's talk a little bit about...
What if we tie him up?
How many people do you really think could become a fawn? Now, you could base this off of martial arts. There are numbers floating around, and I cannot say that they're absolutely spot on. But I know they're somewhere within the ballpark. So let me just say we're talking in ballparks here, okay? However, I do know that some people decide they want to take martial arts, they join a martial arts school. Okay, we got that solved. Now, I want to become a black belt. There is not a white belt on this planet who does not go into a martial arts school and either has the thought of becoming a black belt or once they are enrolled, want to become a black belt. Okay? If it is, I haven't met the individual yet. Now, everything starts out good. However, you begin to realize that the stats are only about three to five out of 100 will actually stick with it long enough to get their black belt. Because sometimes once you tell them, it's going to take 3 years. I didn't think it was going to take that long. I thought it was like six months, you know, or something right. Like 3 years. God, I can't even think that long. I'm sure you can. Now, the bottom line is the whole situation is that you must be able to look into the future. And you must be able to decide for yourself that this is what I want. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. And do it. Don't be like those people join martial arts schools and quit after 2 weeks or a month or 6 weeks because they get discouraged or just decide it's too hard. Sitting on the couch playing video games is better. Going out eat the Pizza Hut sounds better.
Ugh.
All right. So the bottom line is to the whole situation we talked about. We got 3 minutes left. Heartbreak. 3 minutes. Heartbreak. So we have discussed in detail what a fawn is. I want you to go to creotology.com. creotology.com. Download the Mental Black Belt Report. It is free. It is in the bottom section, right in the center. Got a little picture with a black belt on it. It says Mental Black Belt Report. Download it. It's free. That's right, free. You can read through this 20-page report, I think it is, ballpark, and you'll be able to find much more information about a fawn. About how to become a force of nature and how the Creotology Personal Development Initiate course will do that. And besides that free report, you can go to creotology.com, creotology.com, and download the Initiate book. It is right there on the front cover of the website. You'll see it, book off to the left, says the Initiate, the teachings of Soka Draconis, the Initiate. So I'll give you that and a free report. Now, we have instituted back the program to get in to listen to the radio archives.
Yay!
However, we have worked out the glitch, we believe.
Okay. Yay! Okay?
And my webmaster has said that he has fixed it and that we are able to move forward. And Kim, Rachel, I'd like for you guys to try that tonight.
I've already tried it.
I have too.
You have?
I mean, unless yes. That's something that's brand new today, but I did look this last week. I went through because I listened to our show get myself motivated.
I was already there just yesterday and the day before, and it's working fine.
Yeah. It is?
Okay, good deal then. All right, excellent. So go to creotology.com, hit the CLAV, K-L-A-V button, and there you can listen to all my radio archives sitting there absolutely free for you and start your fawn force of nature training by listening to those archives.
Wealth of information.
Downloading your free black belt report on the front cover. And the teachings of Soka Draconis, the Initiate, that I'm also giving to you for free, which you can download on the front cover, and you'll begin to see that you are a fawn and that you can do it, and we are here to help make that happen.
You've never done it before. What makes you think you can do it now? Battle with the mind. Battle with the mind. What makes you think you can do it now? Nobody in your family has ever done it.
In fact, if you start, they'll all make fun of you. What makes you think you can do it now? It's called the thief in the mind that steals the dream and steals the promise. Makes you less effective than you should be. Here's what you must do. Battle with the mind.